Everyone, I guess everybody know me, and everybody knows me here. As you might know, we've been back to China for holiday. I stayed for 4 weeks, and David and the two children, they've been back for 3 weeks. And it has been an amazing journey and amazing time I had. Met lots of wonderful, amazing people, and I really like to share with people a few things. First of all, that's a church we went to. One Sunday, David and I got up early, about 7:30, didn't we? Oh, that's the old church. We used to go to the old church about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. But last year, when I went back on my own, it was closed for internal reason. But this year, we thought we'd go again, see if it's open or not. But unfortunately, it was still closed. And we were told it was because sort of internal problems. But somebody suggested us to go to a different church. So, you know, off we went on the taxi. We went to a nearby church. This is another one we discovered. This time we went back to China. And it was amazing. The church was full of people. And this is from outside. You can see it's located in the residency area, and very hard to find, actually. Without the direction, I don't think we were able to find it, didn't we, David? But luckily, we found it. And the service was amazing. People, you know, were amazing. And the interesting thing was, we got in, sat down quietly. Then we were suggested to sit separately. Then we realized that actually in the church, it was very interesting. Men and women are separated, sitting separately. That was an interesting experience. So I sat this part of women part, and David sat the men part. We were separated by a corridor in between. That was a really interesting experience. And I happened to sit down next to an old lady, and she was so friendly and so full of joy and peace. And interestingly, she kept passing me snacks, chewing gum, stuff like that. And and she gave David some as well. And David was told off afterwards by somebody saying you shouldn't be eating during the service. But he was, you know, very obedient. He just did what he was told to, actually. So this lady who was sitting next to me, you know, full of joy and love and compassion for me, and I just felt so welcome over there. And it was a lady pastor who gave a sermon, and all what she was talking about straight from the Bible verses, and I was really encouraged by the sermon. And later on I explained to David, and it was an excellent sermon. And the interesting thing is, after we came out, and David discovered some camera. Can you show the other picture with the camera in on, please? Yeah, every church we went to, there's always a camera outside the church. It was very interesting. That just showed, although there are so many churches in China everywhere, but I think most of churches are still feel full force of the authorities, actually. And can you see the camera above it? I guess the governor probably, you know, monitoring, you know, every movement, you know, people, you know, whoever go to church, you know, monitoring what they're up to, I guess. There's another photo I've taken inside the church. They've got an excellent band and choir, and that was the first time they practiced in front of the church, I heard. And it was very good, wasn't it? Was it like brass band, was it? Yeah, it was very formal, very well organized and everything. And I wonder if you could see, well, I was sitting this side of the church, they were sitting that side of the church, we're separated by this corridor. And we were made, felt very welcome, and they prayed for us, you know, welcomed us from England. And yeah, we felt very welcome and accepted there. And afterwards, we talked to people, and I discovered there was a little shop at the entrance of the church where you can buy Bibles and Christian books, stuff like that. And gladly, I bought quite a few Bibles and to give away. And it was an amazing experience. Do you know, it is estimated that there are 67 million to 100 million Christians in China. In 2030, China will be home to 250 million Christians. That's quite a lot. There are about 20 churches in the city where my mom and my sisters are. It's only a medium-sized city, not a very big city. But we were told there are about 20 churches, probably more, you know, like house churches as well, I presume. And it's amazing how God spreads the seeds everywhere. You know, in China, I bump into lots of people. I think they've been touched by God is at some point of their life already. For example, one day, Amy and I went to buy some peaches, and Amy was holding a little black box there, and this person who was selling peaches, straight away, he was asking me, is she holding a Bible? Well, I was quite surprised. I said, no, not really, it's just a black box. And then he gladly, excitedly, he told me, he said, I'm Christian, you know, that's why I'm asking if you're holding a Bible. I said, oh, really? I said, I'm Christian too. And then he said, oh, no wonder you told me to keep the change. And I said, oh, no wonder you tried to give me a little bit more. You know, he was so friendly and generous and tried to deliberately give me extra peach and to take home, something like that. So that's one occasion I felt, oh, you know, the seeds everywhere. Another occasion, we went to south of China to visit Hainan Island for a few days, beach holiday. And on the way to the airport on the shuttle bus, I started to talk to the shuttle bus driver. You know, just a casual conversation. I was asking, how are you? And this and that. And he started to tell me, you know, a bus driver's job is quite in demand, although it's a very difficult job. You know, he only takes one day off every so often. And but he said, well, it's quite a good job. I said, oh, yeah, it's good to be happy and contented. You know, I said, the Bible said so. You got to be grateful what you've got, not to envy what other people's got. And he said, oh, yeah, so you're Christian? I said, yeah. He said, well, my grandma was Christian. So he said, my grandma shared with me when I was little. So there we went. We started to talk about what we know about Bible. And you know, the seeds everywhere in China, from people who drive the bus or a taxi, and you know, you can tell they're really interested to know more about Christianity, and they're very thirsty about God's words. And the exciting thing about going back hometown is to reunite with the classmates, in the high school classmates and uni classmates, things like that. And I went to one of the reunion and had a really good time. And one of my old classmates pointed out, he said, well, I noticed a difference in you. He said, you seemed a lot happier, a lot more outgoing, and just something different about you. I said, oh, yeah, that's because I became Christian, you see. And then I said, do you like to have a Bible? I've got free Bible. He said, yeah, please. So I gave him Bible, and he said, oh, I really want to know this book, you know, changed people's lives dramatically. And so there we are, another seed being planted. And also another occasion, the last day before I came back to UK, I was on my own. I was trying to kill some time. So I went to a small place. They offer foot massage. And so I thought, well, I've got a few hours to kill. So I just went in there. And this lady started to work. And she was ever so friendly and very chatty. And she started to tell me all her life story, you know, what she's been through. Wow. It was like a film. I was filled with compassion for her. She's been through a tough time in her life, and somehow she just, you know, shared all of it with me, and she was in tears when she was saying something really sad, and then in the end, she said, oh, thank you for listening to me, and she said, come again, and I said, oh, well, I'm going I'm flying to UK, so I can't come very often. Oh, she said, oh, she was quite shocked. And I said, well, to be honest, I'm a Christian. And, you know, well, before I mentioned this, she was telling me what she knows about Buddhism, actually, how Buddhists helped her when she was in difficulty, things like that. I said, well, I don't really believe in Buddhism. I believe in Jesus, and you know, my life has been changed, and I believe Jesus is hope for everyone. And then, to my surprise, and she saw me off, and she asked me to pray for her on the road. I said, "Oh, okay, I'll pray for you now." So on the road, I prayed for her with her, and we sort of exchanged the contact details, and now we're still in touch. So from time to time, she asked me to pray for her. And I just feel that's amazing how God, you know, link people together, connect people together in the, how to say, in the unusual way, or usual way, whatever you call that. So it is amazing, you know, I was so happy to share with all those encounters, you know, I bump into in China, and I think this morning I was reading Bible. I think what I wanted to say is Matthew chapter 10, verse 8 says, "Freely you have received, freely give. I have freely received so much, and I have been blessed and loved by God." So that's why I'm so happy to share my experience, my story with everybody, and tell people how my life has been transformed. Same as other people, my life has been through, you know, storms, tough times. But now, you know, I'm truly grateful what God has done for me and my family. And I appreciate my husband more than ever. I love my family more than ever, you know. And I'm happy and contented more than ever. I found my own self-worth and identity in Jesus Christ. I love to share the good news with others. And because I want people, you know, to have a happy life. That's what God wants us to have, a happy life. A life full of peace and joy and righteousness. And I pray for salvation for all mankind. Matthew chapter 9, 37, verse 37 says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." My dear friends, if you have been touched by God's love at some point of your life, please tell others what God has done for you and lead others to the kingdom of God too. I'm sure you will. And thank you for listening, sharing with me, and God bless you. Thank you.